Where are those Gentiles anyway? I heard there was a group of them here somewhere. They wanted to meet with me. My eyesight isn't so good anymore. My goodness, this is quite a group indeed. This place is small. Our temple in Jerusalem was much larger than this. But I suppose if this is where you come to meet God, that is what is important, isn't it? This area you live in, Detroit, is that how you pronounce it? Detroit is much bigger than Jerusalem and much easier to get into, I might add. Jerusalem is surrounded by a wall, but here you can get in from anywhere. Not so smart if you have an invading army, though, I might add. Great Jehoshaphat, you're probably wondering who I am. My name is Simeon. Most of you have never heard of me. And all of you are probably wondering what I have to do with your Christmas story. I was born into a good family. Not that well off, but we always seem to have food to put on the table. And I love school. In those days, we would go to the synagogue, and the rabbi would teach us Hebrew. We would learn Hebrew and study the Word of God. Those were wonderful days. We would learn passages of Scripture, hour after hour. And then we would memorize those passages for hours. Oh, that was fun. I had a good friend too. His name was Josiah. Oh, what a character that Josiah was. We would sit together in school, and we would pass notes back and forth. And sometimes we would laugh just a little at the rabbi. He dressed kind of strangely, you know. Oh, Josiah was my best friend. Years later, when we got to be adults, Josiah and I were numbered among the 70 in Jerusalem, who were charged with translating the Hebrew Scripture into Greek, the language of the people. I remember very clearly one day we were translating Isaiah, and we came across this passage of the text where God was reassuring his exiled people, saying, "Can a woman forget her nursing child or show no compassion for the child of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I shall not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hand." Josiah took his pen and he threw it down. Not forget! Not forget! Look at all the poor and starving people on the streets. How long will we have to wait, I ask you? How long indeed? All this talk about a Messiah. Surely, if we needed a Messiah to come, now is the time. Not forgotten us? Perhaps God isn't the only one who needs to forget. And with that, he got up and walked off. Can I be honest with you? I have a bit of a weight problem. And I don't mean that I've gained a few pounds. I have a problem waiting. My people, Israel, have waited centuries for peace to come and for God to restore us as a people of hope and prayer for the entire world. We have been waiting a very long time. Maybe Josiah was right. But then something very strange occurred. I must have been dreaming, but an angel appeared to me and said, "Simeon, your prayers have been answered. God gives to you a promise that before you shall die, your eyes will see the Messiah." And then the angel disappeared. I sat straight up in bed. Did that really just happen? Yet, I have kept that hope. After all these years, I never lost hope. Christmas. That's what you want to hear about. Christmas. Well, the temple in Jerusalem was unusually crowded on that day, and I was making my way over to where I usually sit, the spot where the parents come to dedicate their children. I love those babies, you know. I sat down in the morning sun, closed my eyes, and prayed. And when I opened them, for reasons I cannot explain, my eyes fixed upon a rather ordinary-looking couple. Something within me, why, it stirred. I got to my feet, and I approached them. I think I kind of startled them, though. I can have a wild-eyed look, you know. I asked them, "Is this your son?" They said, "Yes." "Tell me, what is his name?" "Jesus." I could hardly contain my excitement as I asked them if I could hold him for just a moment. I took my walking stick. I put it down. Then I gently cradled him in my arms. When he looked up at me, he smiled. And when he smiled, my heart soared. Something moved within me. I cannot explain it, but I took my chin, I turned it up to the sky and said, "O Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, I have seen him. I have seen him. Now I can die in peace." That wait was over. I don't know how I knew. I just knew. And that's the way it was 2,000 years ago. I hope that you find what you are waiting for.